Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We're lucky to bring on a variety of guests to bring their perspective on what they find to be healthy or not healthy in all the previous listed topics. One of my favorite topics, employee culture, right? What's a healthy culture? What's not a healthy culture? But again, this is probably business related. We'll see if we get to healthcare or not.
All right.
I'm all about like talking trash about healthcare.
Okay.
Especially health insurance, right? Josh Martin, President and Creative Director.
Yep.
That's the title for Martin Aquatic. Is Blue Mar Basin separate entity or like start with Martin Aquatic and then go there?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So Martin Aquatic, we are a commercial aquatic design and engineering firm. So we design water parks, resort hospitality, multi-acre cruise ship water parks. So any of the cruise ships for Royal Caribbean, cruise lines, we've done all the water slides on board. We did their private out island. Blue Mar Basins is a sister company that we launched a couple years ago, where we make large multi-acre aquatic amenities. One that's coming out, if you'll start to see marketing, Carnival Cruise Lines is launching Celebration Key, their new private destination. We have two Blue Mar Basins on that project.
Okay, so right off the bat, where's Celebration Key?
Celebration Key is actually in Freeport, Bahamas. So a lot of these cruise lines license or get their own out islands or parcels of land on a bigger island and create their own private development. So the whole marketing is go on my cruise ship to go to my destination.
Yeah, add that to the bucket list tray.
God, I want to go to all these places.
Already.
Yeah.
Let's start. So Martin Aquatic.
Yeah.
Every commercial I see of Carnival where they're going down those slides.
Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean.
Excuse there you me. Go. Yeah.
Screw you, Carnival. Carnival
No,
sucks.
We like Carnival. We work with Carnival as well.
I'm kidding.
Carnival's a great client. We just haven't done their ships. We do Icon of the Seas, the brand new biggest ship in the world. We did all the water on the ship.
So you're like, again, how does that work? How are you? Do they find you? You find them? You're designing?
Yeah.
What does your team do?
So
this is wild, man.
Our team at Martin Aquatic is made up of a couple different sides of the coin. We have a small group of us that I lead as the creative director of about 10 of us.
Okay.
And our job of our entire staff of about 50, about 10 are creatives. And so we started working with Royal Caribbean in 2012. They came to us and said, we want to put a water slide on our ship. And so we just ideated, came up with ideas, looked at locations, and we built trust with the brand. And so when they went to launch a brand new class of ship, what became known as Icon of the Seas, back in 2017, 2018, so 5 years ago, a pandemic ago, we were doing the design work. And so a lot of ideas were thrown out. We want the tallest slide at sea, or we want the biggest pool at sea, or we want to add something that's ever been seen before. So we vetted, ideated, created those ideas, both from a what's really practical from a creative standpoint of, wow.
This is the team of 10.
This is our team of 10.
Okay.
But then our team of 40, that's like the engineers and the people who figure out how to make it work.
Makes it real.
Are really involved, even at the concept level, because weight and stability in a cruise ship.
Okay.
So I would love to do a wave pool on a cruise ship. But if the ship's doing this, going back and forth, you're going to create your own waves in a different way. So we have this mix of creative engineering is kind of what we really like to do.
I like that too.
We like to say internally that we create aquatic leisure destinations.
Say that again. I love these tags.
Yeah, we like to create aquatic leisure destinations. So whether that's a resort hospitality, poolscape, a multifamily neighborhood area, a cruise ship water park, you're going to a leisure destination, but we wrap them all around water.
So team of 10 versus team of 40,
yep.
Right? Whose job's harder?
I actually think the team of 40's job is harder. They have to deliver on deadlines,
scientific,
math, engineering, hard science, calculations,
Steam.
Documentation. Our job on the creative side is we are very much blue sky. We are given a blank sheet of paper sometimes and said, come up with an idea. We're doing a project with our Blue Mar Basins technology in Thermal, California. So Thermal is a suburb of Palm Springs. Mm. So Coachella Valley, where the Coachella Music Festival is.
Do you go to the festival?
I've never been to the festival. I've actually never been to Palm Springs. I've met the clients, and I would love to go. I have a great client there who trusts me. He basically gave us a blank $100+ million check to design an aquatic leisure destination that resulted in being a 16-acre Blue Mar Basin with an integrated largest artificial surf pool in the world, with an adventure cove that's all for 367 residential homes.
So, is this the type of industry too, as there's just less and less real estate on the waterfront, that this type of industry can just keep growing and growing and growing?
100%. That's I remember waking up. I've been here 15 years. I remember waking up probably year five. I mean, like, how are we gonna keep building this many hotels? Like,
let's mention too, by the way. So we typically record and film the show in Jacksonville.
Okay,
we're in your office in Orlando.
Shout out
office, yes, dude. We cannot thank you enough.
Absolutely,
this office is badass. I can say ass on the radio, right?
Yeah.
So let me mention that. So we're in Orlando, and you get back to that. You're like, how can we can't build more stuff here?
Yeah, you kind of have this weird thing of like, I mean, we've done every resort, we've done all these things, like we can renovate them, but then you realize that. And I actually think COVID, while it hurt our business a ton at the time, we were very heavily in the cruise ship market. They shut down for 18 months. Very heavily in the theme park world. They all shut down. They saw this stop. But coming out of COVID, I would say the demand for outdoor recreational activities has skyrocketed for us.
Doubled, tripled?
Probably tripled. Our Blue Mar Basin technology was launched coming out of COVID. We spent about 5 years developing it, filing our patents, getting ready to go to market. And so as we've come out of the pandemic and we soft launched it initially, we've seen an incredible uptick of people wanting to do these leisure destinations. And so it's more of, well, I'm going to build, Trey, to your point, I'm going to build a hotel, I'm going to build a hotel, and I'm going to create my own ocean, and I'm going to create my own area. So here we have a basin that could have a water park in it. We're doing one that has an integrated show fountain. So think the Bellagio in the middle of a swimmable basin.
Now.
Yeah. So we're all about
rideable waves. That's a big one.
Rideable waves is a huge thing. I had the opportunity to go surf in Switzerland at an artificial wave pool last year. So who would have thought you'd be in the Swiss Alps surfing? Also, really bad surfer, but I still did it.
Are you guys hiring any?
We are hiring. We're growing right now. If you
not an engineer, I mean, I'm not very.
Listen,
creative.
if you're a structural engineer who has a beard and wants to have some fun, give me a call. our website. We are actually hiring about 10 people right now.
So that's good to talk about.
Yeah.
This you talk about healthy cultures, right? We do this thing healthy versus not healthy.
Yeah.
You walk into this office when we walked in here. Okay. What are your thoughts?
Well, it reminds me of a company I used to work for where it was all open. It was funny because there was like 10 or 15 people as we walked in that were like, hey. But it was nice because it looked like everyone was vibing. Everyone was kind of working together, whereas you walk into some spaces, it's like a ghost town and people are huddled in their own offices staying away from everyone. So it was pretty awesome when we entered.
You know, what's unique to this is actually a condo building, so we own this office. And so when we decided not the whole tower, but like these three units
where you're at,
where we're at. So when we built it from a raw shell. So like I envisioned this in 2011, standing kind of in the conference room we're in right now. There was not even a wall here. It was just we were figuring out what we were going to build.
Sweet wall, by the way.
Yeah.
We really want to knock it down and take the guy next door, but they won't call us back. But that's another story.
What's his name?
That's not sure. But we envisioned it to that point. We knew we wanted an open office environment. What we do is so collaborative in nature. But even where, so I'm in an office. I obviously, as president of the company, I have to be able to have calls that I can't have the whole company here. But my entire office is glass. And that was deliberately done because I wanted the natural light to come in and make it to all the employees. And so all of our offices are largely glass. We let all that light come through, and it's a little bit of a pun, but business in the sunshine. We're not doing anything in our private offices that we don't want people to see. We're just, there's just different people, and people have to understand that.
Dude, I've got so many questions for you. Hold on, let me go. So your dad owned the company, right? And you started what year?
I started in 08. Perfect time to start, not realizing the recession was coming.
2008, like something happened in 2008. Same thing happened March 2020.
Yeah.
You've hit two big hurdles.
I jokingly, we were talking as we started recording. I used to own my own company. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 12 years old. My dad reached out to me at one point and he was like, "Hey, if you ever want to join, we're opening this Dubai office. It might be time to, come aboard." And the business partners I had at the time, we had decided, we kind of knew we were going to go our separate ways.
Yeah, so it was time.
I decided, sold my interest in that, took a job here. Few weeks later, end of 2008, so November of 2008, the company downsized from about 18 people to about 7, and I went to part-time.
You were part of the downsize.
I was part of the downsize, even though I just started and my dad had brought me in.
You're fired.
I jokingly tell my dad and our CFO who are here that if they would have shown me the balance sheet, I never would have come. Prior to me coming.
Oh.
Because the company had taken on debt, the company made some choices. So what came out of the 08 recession is I'm not an engineer by training. That's not my background. My background is marketing. My background is design. My background is growing teams. My background is kind of being that creative visionary. But I was able to take a company that was 23-ish years old at the time and have all this history and all of this backup and all of this great foundation, and then build a new company the direction I wanted to build it, to hire the people that I thought we needed to change our fortunes or change our fate. We used to be very much dependent upon architects or landscape architects or people to hire us. We were involved.
A subcontractor.
Sub-consultant way late in the process. And the truth is, you just make less money when you're further down the food chain. You have less say at the table. You're just the guy. We affectionately call him like a pump guy. That's not who we are. We're not a guy who just gives you a pump and makes your pool work.
Yeah.
We are creatives. We're designers. A lot of our clients come to us to solve the unsolvable. That's why they come hire Martin Aquatic.
Is it safe to say that, what year are we, 2024? That's sad.
Yeah. I forget what year it is.
You have kids, you're running a business. Would you say it's a completely different company today than it was in 2008?
100%. I think we maybe only have, we've got a pretty good client roster. I think maybe we have two or three of the same clients.
So you've basically turned over all your business.
And we went to totally new market sectors. We opened up, obviously, the basins, the surf. We weren't really doing water parks back then. There's like the majority of our work now. We were doing resorts. I have a project right now that we've got 100 plus bodies of water on. I mean, we're doing massive developments. We're doing a massive theme park in Saudi
Anything
Arabia.
Outside of the U- oh, yeah. So you're outside of the U.S.
Yeah. So we had an office in Dubai for about a decade.
You just said that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're actively working in, I think, plus or minus 25 countries right now. Wow. So we, all the way to Southeast Asia, we're working in South America. Obviously, the Mideast is a big hotbed of new work. But we view the Caribbean as kind of part of North America. So, but really for the Caribbean, we're licensed in 40 plus states. So as engineers, you have to be licensed. So we have engineers on our staff who go past those tests so we can sign and seal these drawings in those states.
Are you hunting for business, or are you at a point where people are finding you?
It's a little bit of A and B. We are very blessed and very fortunate to not be worrying where our next project's going to come from. We've had an incredible last couple of years. We've seen some of the best years we've ever had. We've been able to grow our staff. Yeah, knock on wood.
Well, not knock on wood. It's a tribute to you and your team.
Yeah.
Martin Water.
Yeah, shout out.
We work, our team, our biz dev team and our directors, because everybody here is, you're still a representation of the company, does a great job of continually, we walk into a meeting and we go, if there's 10 people around the table, that's 10 potential new clients. And so our goal is to do repeat work. I don't want to go find 100 plus new clients every year. Yeah. I want to work for 90 of the same ones and pick up a few new ones. And okay. So as a company, we are very fortunate that we've got more work than we know what to do with right now. We continually bid on new projects. We have a massive pipeline that is out there of potential work, but we also don't have to take projects that aren't a good fit for us. Like, we don't do zoos and aquariums.
So you're okay saying no to certain sectors or business?
Yeah.
That's healthy. It's so a healthy versus not healthy.
Yeah, it's very much a healthy mindset. I think the probably about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, we reached a point where we got to fire some clients. And that was my favorite time as I've been in charge of just people that, like, we don't get along well. We're not a good fit. It's not me, it's you, that whole thing. Like, and we just got to say, thank you, but no thanks. We don't need the work.
That's good for your people, too. Like, the ones dealing with them, they're like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I had my team come to me. We're doing a project right now. Very difficult client. Very demanding.
Unrealistic expectations.
It's unrealistic expectations and not understanding how long things take.
Mm.
We're not putting a pool in the backyard.
Which does take a while, by the way.
It takes a ton of time. Yeah. In-house, we're mechanical engineers, meaning pumps, filtration, how the water moves. We're electrical engineers, how the controls all work, how you power all of that. We're structural engineers, so how you contain the water and hold all that as a waterproof. So if you look at a building, an architect designs what the building looks like, but then he has a sub that's structure, and they have a sub that's MEP that does all your low voltage, does your HVAC. We do all of that for the aquatics. So we're taking all those disciplines. So it doesn't, it's not that
we're slow. Add water to the equation, by the way.
Yeah. And more importantly, work in a place like Texas that has expansive soils, meaning lots of movement. So what people don't realize is, like, you can't have a pool that does this. Like, it can't, and I realize we're on the radio, it can't break or move.
We got cameras.
Okay. But if it starts leaking, then we've failed. So it's making people understand that, like, even everybody's like, oh, you've done this 100 times. It's like, no, actually, every project we do.
And all 99 of those were different.
Yeah, correct. Every project we look at, we are not a copy-paste firm.
So what's one of the more difficult terrains to build in? And I mean more on a global scale.
Honestly, Texas is some of the worst.
Really?
Texas has clay or expansive soils. And so depending upon how far you dig down, like in Florida, we understand our water table is pretty high, but we know how to dewater. We know how to stabilize. Texas, you get into piles or piers, which are deep foundations that hold stuff. And so that's one of the things. Dubai is very difficult because it's all sandy soil. Mm-hmm. And so how you do that, every locale is different. And that's the unique thing. And quite frankly, how we do structure in the Caribbean versus how we do it in Texas versus how we do it in Vietnam are all very different based on the local people.
Are you flying engineers to go look at this stuff?
Engineer, right? You would want that.
They have a local geotech that does a lot of that,
The project
study.
In Texas, they're sending you the information.
Yeah, but we're still on site. I've got our team. I mean, I'm traveling tomorrow. I've traveled every week for the last 9 weeks.
Where's tomorrow? Wow.
Tomorrow is actually a golf trip. That's okay.
Yeah,
healthy.
Where's the golf trip?
Playing Stream Salt.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I just got hooked on golf.
Okay.
Thanks to this stupid insurance industry that I make fun of.
So
what's like one or two projects you did? You're like, this was badass.
You know, you can't have a favorite child, but everybody does. My favorite project that I was involved in from start to finish was Royal Caribbean's Perfect Day at CocoCay. Perfect Day at CocoCay. It is Royal's private island, out island destination.
Okay.
We have the tallest water slide in North America. We've got a almost 1 acre Blue Mar Basin swimming pool there. We've got a water park that's about 13 acres. We just brought online this past winter the what's called the Hideaway or Hideaway Beach, which is the 21 and up adults only pool.
Sign me up.
Got a 100-foot long infinity edge. I mean, it's just, we've been involved in that project since 2014. So 10 years of my life, most of my career here has been working on that project over time.
That's the client you're talking about,
yeah.
Right? Instead of, 100 new clients, you want 50 that are reoccurring, yeah. Comeback big projects.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate. We do a lot of work with Royal. They've been a great client. That project in particular challenged every part of our business. It's water park, it's basin, it's high-end resort, it's a private beach club, there's fountains. So everything that our company gets involved in is that.
Do you test all the water slides?
I have tested a lot of water slides. Okay, sometimes, like,
oh, come on, you need a water. Question. Are you hiring a water slide tester?
I am a very much a water slide enthusiast. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
When I travel, I actually go to water parks and I ride slides, whether it's for work or not. If, like, when I've been in the Mideast, I used to go to Dubai a lot. I've been to every water park over there at the time. I like to go ride rides. I think the biggest thing about being a creative director and designing these parks is, a lot of people I take feedback from have never been to a water park, and they tell me what slide to pick. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like the whole, you know, you have to be able to ride it and know, why was that a good experience or why wasn't it? And my kids, 9 and 6 years old, they've been riding water slides since they were 4. And like, my daughter has done every slide, drop slides, anything you can imagine, she's done.
She's a pro.
Yeah. My son, now tall enough to do everything, has kind of done everything as well. And like, they're a part of it. And so what do they like? Because we're designing for kids. We're designing for parents. We're designing for grandparents. Like, so how do we do all
that? It's a family business.
It is.
Where do you go to be impressed in regards to slides particularly? And like, where's like a go-to where you're like, this is our competition here, guys?
I think a lot of it is right now it's looking at... so. Here in Orlando, we have Aquatica by SeaWorld and Volcano Bay by Universal, two of the most successful parks in the world. And Volcano Bay is, you know, was built for nearly triple the budget of Aquatica. And so, but you look at them, and I actually prefer, sorry, Volcano Bay as a client, I actually prefer Aquatica as a guest.
Sure.
Because I like the layout better. I think that their rides are more dynamic. I like what they're doing. For me, I'm not really easily impressed by rides. There's not a lot of innovation in the slides. Where I'm impressed by is theming. So we're looking at places like Hogwarts at Harry Potter, or we're looking at what Tokyo Disney Sea just opened, or we're looking at what Meow Wolf's doing from an integrative experience in Las Vegas. So we're looking at how do we take all of those storytelling devices and bring it to water parks.
Are you going on site to these places to be like just walking around, taking ideas? What about the new Mario Land here?
Super Nintendo World?
Super Nintendo
World. So our firm was fortunate enough to be involved in the one in Japan. So when the very first one that opened, I've never been. I've yet to go to the one in California. Super excited to go.
My middle son is obsessed with Super Mario. That's why.
Okay. My son is very obsessed and very excited for that. But yeah. I think I'm really excited for Epic Universe. We're not involved in Epic. We're not really doing any work out there. But as a fan, I'm excited to go see this new portal-driven immersive experience. I think Universal has done an incredible job. Diagon Alley is probably one of the best themed lands in the world. Whereas I do think it's probably better than Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I think Galaxy's Edge is nice, but I think Diagon Alley is more immersive.
Last question here before the commercial break. Would you consider yourself a nerd?
No, I'm not. I have nerds that work for me. I'm like the, I mean, I'm nerdy about some stuff like Florida State football.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. I'm saying, but you, like the way you talk about these parks with such passion and excitement, like Diagon Alley or the Star Wars stuff. I'm a Star Wars person. I read the Harry Potter books. Like, there's certain things that some people call nerdy. I also hate that word, by the way.
But I
also love it.
So I've
actually, you just called your employees nerds.
I call them nerds all the time.
That's right. They know.
I've never read the Harry Potter books. I like the Star Wars movies, but I don't watch any of the TV shows. What I care about those places is world building. So I want to go in and feel like I'm in a different place. So I'm nerdy about that. I'm nerdy about the attention to detail.
Okay, man. That first half flew by. Josh Martin, president and creative director with Martin Aquatic. I'm going to start calling you the psychopath in marketing. I love that term. That's what the help just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Help Just Happened. If you're catching this on the radio, good news is you can catch the first half on your favorite podcast platform under What the Help Just Happened. If you're catching this on the podcast, there are no commercials, at least not yet, until we can get some sponsors. Guinness, we'll try. Bourbon companies, we don't care, even though that's not healthy. Speaking of not healthy.
Like once a day.
It's up for debate. Speaking of healthy or not healthy.
Okay. Lightning
healthy
round.
Or not healthy fantasy football?
Not healthy.
Oh my gosh. I'm going healthy.
I think it becomes an obsession.
What do you mean, you people?
I'm part of it.
You lived it.
I lived it.
Okay, healthy or not healthy, being a bourbon connoisseur.
Oh, that's very healthy. It's all about mental health there.
Healthy or not healthy, beards.
I would say healthy.
I'm so jealous. I can't grow one.
My wife, who you met earlier.
Yes.
We've been together since 2006. Has never seen me without a beard.
One day you should throw her a curveball.
I don't think so. I don't think I'll like what's under here. Well, I think I'm just going to like, I was young. I had a full head of hair when I grew this. Like, I don't know.
Oh, love it. Trey's got a beard over there, too. I just can't. Yeah. Mine's pants. It's so bad. I look like really creepy. Healthy or not healthy being a Florida State fan?
Oh, very not healthy for my blood pressure.
Is that like your thing that you're just...
I care too much. And I say that like we lose a game. Fortunately, it hasn't happened in a few years. It ruins my weekend.
Oh,
we lost Thanksgiving probably, 14 years ago to the Gators. And like, I had to go take like an hour walk around my neighborhood. Like it was a thing. I like, it's probably the number one sport now. Like, I grew up a big sports fan, but as you get older and you get kids, you get limited on what you can care about. And I care. I mean, I follow recruiting. I'm very invested.
You're that guy.
I'm very invested in Florida State.
Do you and Joey Jansen butt heads? I'm a Seminole too, by the way, surrounded by Gators.
I know. I like Joey a lot. He made some bad choices in life. That was maybe one of them. But, he met his wife, so I guess it's okay. But, the Gators are going to go, 2-10. It's fine.
Healthy or not healthy, being a psychopath in marketing?
I think healthy. I think, it's lightning round. I won't give a long answer.
We'll go to that in a second here. You got any healthy or not healthies?
Man, you stole mine with FSU football. I was just going to say, the healthy or not healthy FSU football as a whole currently.
Oh, very healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all in on the Mike Norvell era.
Love it.
I'm excited. Healthy or not healthy adults going down water slides?
Healthy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy Mart Aquatics culture?
I would say very healthy right now.
I would agree. Just when we, like our perspective, we walk in.
The vibes,
healthy or not healthy making your own swag?
I would say it's both. I think it's really, we try to put merchandise out that like our team wants to wear and our team's proud of, but also stuff that people want to keep. So I think it's very healthy to want to put out good quality. It's unhealthy because we obsess over it. We spend a lot of time researching and figuring out the right element that we can do. And we spend...
Paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, I think we, our Christmas box is behind you. We had that up here.
Let's talk about the transition there.
We do a different Christmas gift for our clients every year. So part of just thank them for trusting us.
Prospects also, or who you're designing for?
Anybody who we issue a proposal to. And people we've worked with over the years. So you're on the list. So if you call us and we give you a proposal, whether you hire us or not, we still send you a gift. If we haven't worked with you in a few years, you may come off the list. The list grows and it's very unhealthy to manage. It takes a while. So we did this gift last year, which was tiki themed. And we created four different glasses. Each one.
Bring them over to you. Because you explain it. You were explaining them earlier.
Yeah.
This is the creative director here.
Yes, sir.
So this is the stuff he thinks about.
We created. So this glass is our surf glass. So what this showcases is our Blumar Basin Tech, what we're doing with inland surfing. And so each glass has a different theme. So... this is our what we call the Martiki logo or the Blue Martiki, our fictitious tiki bar we created that we actually have a neon sign for in the other room that I can show you guys.
Dude, this guy,
I'm gonna get footage of that.
And then this is our show fountain glass. So once again, a different market. So we wanted to create what we felt were collector's items, and so some clients got all four, some clients got one. It's the first part of a series that we'll do. But for us, we started planning this gift in June of last year. So there was probably 4 to 5 months of planning. What we do that I'm super proud of is all the designs are original. This is our own design team. The box is our own design team. We packed every one of those glasses in here, this inside of this box.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to grab it and show you guys.
Let me tell you something right now. These are in our office.
This is
cool. I didn't know this. Like, this is going on a shelf somewhere, not not where they are now. This
so
badass.
If you can see inside, there's all this like hay. This entire conference room that we're recording in It took us like a good 2 months to vacuum.
Was this
out.
The team of 10?
It was.
Everyone's vacuum.
We have these like swizzle sticks that are custom themed with our hex. So for us, I don't know if you saw that. And then we did postcards called Greetings from the Blue Martiki.
This is a, let's plug Martin Aquatic again here. Like this is a gift.
Yeah.
What about designing your project? Like this is the thought and effort that goes into this unique stuff. By the way, I'm definitely grabbing this.
Yeah, that hat I'm taking. Hat,
this
yeah.
You better have another one of these because I'm taking this too.
Fair enough.
Like we love swag. This is nice stuff. But this is just an example. This is scratching the surface. Your creative team puts all this thought and effort into this.
Yep.
Imagine that three-story pool that your 12-year-old goes down. So for all you developers out there, who's a good client?
A great client is we do a lot of work for Walt Disney. We do a lot of work for Royal Caribbean. We do, we're doing a lot of projects for multifamily developers or urban mixed use developments. Some of the names I can't say because their projects aren't public.
Yep.
But we do a lot of that work.
When you say mixed use development, you mean like housing, condo?
Housing, condo,
commercial,
retail,
dining, retail,
entertainment. Show fountain in the middle.
Show
splash pads,
stuff.
Things like that.
Okay.
Do you believe that you have an advantage because of where you're located? And I'm referring to Orlando because I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah.
Eric's familiar with the area. Do you almost think being here gives you an insight to like what's the new hip thing that then you can evolve?
You know what's not hip?
What?
The word hip.
Yeah, it's true.
True, that is
I
true.
Don't,
that
don't
is true.
There.
But
like, sorry.
Does it give you an advantage?
I think it helps us. I don't think it gives us an advantage. I think it shaped who we are. Because my dad worked for Disney and Universal and SeaWorld and Marriott Vacations and all of these destination companies, guest experience and guest focus is in the DNA of our company.
Yeah.
I can design the greatest water slide in the world, but if it's a bad arrival sequence or it's hard to get on or the rafts don't work, it's a bad guest experience. So we argue with clients so much about you can't afford this. Because you're going to sacrifice this. And so our job is to always put the glasses or the lens on of the guest and how they go through the process. And that's what we care about.
Do you ever... I'm sorry. Well,
how much time is spent on... So you're talking about the guest experience. How much time I'm going to spend in that damn line? Is that a point of conversation of like, does this need to be a two-line type ride or a three-line? Is that a...
It is.
Or is that silly?
We get into...
I never thought about that.
We get into modeling of... what type of water slide. So like this cup right here, this is like a water coaster. So this is like what you go down and go up, and some of these are drop slides. So like, have you guys ever ridden a slide where the floor falls out from an
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, so you like it.
Yeah, you want to stop at a water park on the way back?
Do you like them?
I like everything, man.
Okay, so we find industry-wide, only about 30 to 35% of your guests will actually do it.
It is a low participation.
So,
it's the shortest line.
So we want to have that balance of the biggest wow that people want. Like, so Volcano Bay, they have three drop slides on the top of the volcano. They never have the demand for those lines to be full. And their lower slides that are more family friendly or easier to enter have longer lines. So it's finding that balance.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Holy crap.
Because lines are, I mean, honestly, can kill an experience or it can make it thrive.
But what you see a lot of people doing, and we're bringing this to water parks to some of our clients, is how do we theme the line? How do we make the queue?
That's the experience component.
It is. I can tell you what I hate. I don't want to pull out my phone and have to play a game like on Toy Story in the line and scan stuff. Water parks are meant to not have phones. We're meant to be removed from this digital device. Like, I think VR on water slides is the dumbest thing in the world.
That's a thing?
It's a total thing. People put a
VR
headset
on water slides?
And go down a water slide with a VR headset.
I'm not healthy.
Not healthy.
My goal,
people get sick.
Everyone who comes on this show, my goal is for you to start saying, healthy or not healthy. You text me randomly one day. That's what happens on this. That is not healthy.
I think they're horrible because we're out. We're in nature. We're riding stuff. Why are we putting this headset on? So how do we create a queue line that we put time into the theme and into what's that thing up in the corner? What's that little hidden Mickey, to borrow a Disney term? How do we do that at water parks?
I'll give a free plug for the Star Wars place here.
Yeah.
Again, I always go back to my kids. I probably shouldn't Yeah, shout out to my kids.
Love you guys. Shout out, children.
We love shout outs, by the way.
Okay.
So go holler at anyone you want. We went to the Star Wars parks, first time I ever went. Whatever the ride was, the experience going through it, there's like live action actors. That's the first time I've seen. I can't remember what ride it was. We got a fast pass and you ride on like a
You were doing Rise of the Resistance.
That's it.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert, if you guys have not been on the ride, where you move multiple scenes and you run into people.
Yes.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Cool.
That is the most memorable ride I've ever been on my life, just because of the experience from the second you walk in. We had a fast pass.
Yeah.
But the whole experience and that, like creating that for slides and oh my gosh. Martin Aquatic is the best, man. Who's on your prospect list that doesn't know about you? Like, let's hammer them right now.
Oh man, I gotta think through that. I mean,
you don't have to.
We're fortunate. Actually, just announced we're part of the Shipyards development in Jacksonville.
Whoa, so, let's go! Hey, let's do a podcast
you know what you have
from
to
there.
Say? You got to drop a Duval for us.
Duval.
That's incredible.
So we've been a part of that project for a few years. So
okay.
That's a great development to be a part of. So we get involved in a lot of stuff really early on. And so I know project names that never become the name of the project, but we've been working under code names for 5 years.
What's a go-to code name? Like if you had to create a code name?
A lot of people are in like the Greek alphabet right now. We've got gammas and alphas and betas and we've got a lot of that stuff.
I'd be like Team No Beard.
So like, by the time this airs, we have two different projects for two different clients that both are using the name Project Sparrow. So it's super difficult because we'll be talking about it in a meeting and I'm like, which Sparrow is that? Like, yeah, which we've never had that happen. We've never had the same code name twice.
Okay. Saltwater or
good question.
Or like chlorine or whatever. What's more friendly for you guys to actually?
All of our stuff is freshwater, recirculated system. So we can
use filtration is part of what you do.
Yep. So we designed the filtration system using freshwater. We can have salt chlorine generators.
Okay.
But like a salt chlorine generator is like 5,000 parts per million. The ocean's like 300,000 parts per million of salt. So it's just a totally different scale. But, ocean salt water is horrible for slides and all the stuff we do. And guests don't like it. It stings their eyes. You get that foam on you.
I got a random question and then a topic I want to address.
Yes.
Is there a point in the future, has it happened, where there is one of a few billionaires that want to build their own ridiculous
system?
I have worked for several billionaires.
For personal property or parks that they own?
For parks that they own. We did a big indoor water park in Atlantic City, New Jersey called the Island at Showboat Hotel. And so Bart Blasstein, who was the developer, he is a billionaire and he was the lead guy and it was his money and one guy makes the decisions.
Listen, if you want to sponsor the show, we're having
We were fortunate to work with Tavistock Development, which is owned by Mr. Lewis. And so I've had personal interaction with Mr. Lewis and doing some projects for him. They are great. Like, they are visionaries and they have made their wealth a certain way. The expectation of deliverables and timelines, it is very challenging. Sometimes working for the corporate company is a little easier. Like, Royal Caribbean's not owned by one person.
Yeah.
It's owned by stockholders and they execute the vision.
So in those instances, that's good. I didn't even think about this as a topic before because I really want to talk about artificial waves and wave pools because I'm fascinated by them. So the let's say incredibly wealthy people in the States, I'm sure it happens outside the country, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, you mentioned, but their projects are for their properties and they're more demanding than a corporate area that has a team of people.
I think so. I think that, the corporate companies are plenty demanding.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very hard to reason with people who aren't used to being told no. And we're not telling them no.
Not in a bad way.
In a bad way. We are hired because we're experts. And like, that's you're paying good. My fees to take the knowledge I have, but the 40 plus years of our company knowledge to guide you on your journey. And a lot of times when you run into people who are like, nope, I'm doing it this way, it's really hard. because you're like, but why did you hire me? Like, I have an opinion, and I'll be first to say, my opinion's not always right, but I'm telling you what I see other people do. I'm trying to guide you to make the best decision that's going to make the project successful.
Yep. Man, that's a whole dialogue there. You got anything before I switch topics here?
This is maybe a silly question, but like, what is the evolution of your industry on the experience side, but then also on the ride side itself? Because you did mention like you can go crazy with it, but then you have less riders that are actually into it. So
yeah, to borrow the words of like Captain Marvel, the higher, faster, stronger, whatever she said. Like, people are building bigger, they're trying to do faster rides. The tallest water slide in the world presently is in Qatar. And they have an elevator that takes you up 265 feet to come down a family raft slide. So the ride itself is taking components off the shelf and putting together this new ride. But the advent of an elevator and the thematic experience in going up it and having that journey of 5 to 8 minutes down is a totally different experience than a traditional water slide.
Yeah.
So it's the evolution. Not everybody's going to be doing that. I think the evolution is immersion and dwell time. How are we going to build a water park, indoor or outdoor? How are we going to build a basin that I can keep people there for more time? The longer I hold you there, the more money you spend, the more revenue I make, the more I'm in demand. So when we do a show fountain, how do we design that to, well, we're going to play a 3-minute song every 15 minutes, and how do we flip tables, and how do we charge for those tables, and what's dynamic, and what's the viewing angles? That's all part of it.
So this is a good transition too, by the way. Yeah. I'm putting this on. Blue Mar Basins, you know, shows in the water. I want to talk about wave pools because I'm just obsessed with them. I don't know which way to go. Like, what, looking out, what excites you the most in your industry? Because you got this is different than the other stuff you've been doing, right?
Correct. So Blue Mar Basins represents two things. It is a water treatment technology that we've developed and patented, meaning how we filter, treat, monitor the water is very different than commercial pools.
Is it because of the size?
Yes. Okay. It's the scale and the size, and how do we do it economically? If I tried to take 5 acres and build it like a pool, it would cost $100 million. So how do you do it in an economical scale through new technologies and different equipment? We've taken that same water treatment tech and brought it to surf. So we're building artificial surfing lagoons that are 3 to 5 acres in scale that will give you, I'm working on several that one way will give you a 24 to 26 second ride. On the greatest wave you've ever ridden. And so
what is it called? I'm just curious because I think crazy sometimes. I'm like, there are things that I want to do and they cost money. What does it cost to build a wave pool like that? All in.
You're going to spend somewhere. So this is a hard number because it's what's the other development around it? Are you doing a hotel? Or are you doing a restaurant?
Just the wave pool.
Probably $45 to $50 million.
So then you have to develop
at that
outside.
Scale. We can do them smaller in the 25 to 30 million.
So
for
so build,
traveling wave. So let's be clear. So we were talking earlier, there's stationary wave, which is a true surfboard in kind of a box. So maybe it's 30 to 50 feet wide.
That's a jet that propels.
That's the jet. So it's like a river wave. Yeah. If you've surfed a river wave at all, like Waimea or Eisenbach in Germany, it's a river wave. So you're kind of going against the current. Whereas there's traveling waves, which are more expensive, where you actually ride the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a lot more money to save up. So
yep. Or find some great investors. I mean, entrepreneur.
People listen
to the radio show. If you want to build a surfing wave in Duval,
let's go.
So
there's a lot of play. Like, we actually have waves there, but days there aren't waves. And the other thing too, like, how do you make money? That's just the reality of every industry. If you're not creating revenue, you can't build a project like that.
The great part about surfing is it is water parks and surfing. The big difference is water parks are entertainment. I go, I ride slides. There's no skill involved to ride a water slide. Surfing is a repeatable sport. It's aspirational. I am not a surfer, even though I design surf pools. I'm not a surfer, but I surfed last year on 2 different artificial waves. And I got off those waves and said, I really want to do that again. I really, because I felt like I progressed. I felt like I snowboard. I know how to do board sports. I felt like after taking 20 years off of surfing, I was like, oh, I'm back to being able to surf. And so immediately I would have spent more money to get back in the water to have another session.
And it's the cleanest wave.
Yeah, there's a lot of wave techs, but for what our involvement is as Martin Aquatic, we're doing the structure, we're doing the water treatment. The biggest thing is you don't want people to get sick in this water.
You don't underestimate the water treatment.
Yeah, here in Florida, we have amoebas that can grow in lakes, and we're all familiar with that growing up. It gets too hot in the summer, don't go in a lake. Same thing happens in artificial wave. If you're not treating the water and being, you know, careful about it, you can create an environment that could cause health issues. So it's very unhealthy to not treat surfing lagoons.
Not healthy to not treat.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt. We love making t-shirts. Not healthy to not treat. We got about 4 minutes here left. Any shout outs? We love shout outs.
I'll shout out my wife, Carrie,
who
helped set up this whole event, helped you guys.
I will shout out to Carrie too. She was incredible.
Yeah. She is, very much the rock in our family and relationship. We are a husband wife who runs the company. She has sacrificed so much. I travel way too much and I'm gone and miss a lot of events, and somehow, you know, I think as a husband, a lot of times you take for granted that she's moving the kids to and from school and they're going to after school activities and she's actually building good quality humans, you know, not little tiny bald alcoholics like I'm becoming.
I love this, man. I got to say hi, Mom, every episode. Love you, Mom. Anyone else?
I'll have to think about it.
The team. Right.
I would say the team. Also, you're hiring 10 people currently.
Yeah, we're definitely hiring. When this airs, it's somewhere between 8 and 12. We'll call it that.
Engineers.
All types. We have some positions for creative, for project management, engineering.
If you send us a link, we could put this in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. All based here in Orlando. So our website is martinaquatic.com. You can go there. We do not do residential. For those of you who've listened this long, we don't do a lot of backyard pools. Unless you have enough money to build a giant commercial pool, we're not your guys.
Blue Mar Basin. What am I missing, man? We got a couple minutes here left.
I'm just jealous you get to basically have fun all day.
I'm sure there's days. What's stressful? Because I got to tell you, I've really enjoyed this conversation. This is the most we've talked. High energy, smart, charismatic. What stresses you out?
We have built a brand of responsiveness, of client services, of trying to always be better than we were the day before. So I get stressed when we stumble. If we don't deliver something the way we should have, if something takes too long. Me personally, I'm busier than I've ever been. So where I used to respond to an email within a couple hours, it may take me 8 hours, which is still normal for a lot of people. That's not how I'm wired. I'm wired to client services. Most of my clients have my cell phone number. They call me. They know I'll text them. I'm in meetings all day long, but I am very much a multitasker. I'm on my Mac. I'm iMessaging half my clients. So I get stressed when I feel like we're not doing a good service for our clients. And so at the end of the day, we're engineers, we're creative. We are in the business of keeping our clients happy.
You walk out of these doors, can't say your wife and kids. What brings you joy? You're like, I can't wait to do this.
Golfing. I love to golf.
Right.
I love watching Florida State football.
It sounds like that doesn't bring you much joy, by the way.
It brings me a ton of joy. I will say this. We talk about healthy. My wife knows this story. Happiest moment of my life to this point was not when my kids are born, because it's much scarier than people realize. A lot of stuff can go wrong.
True.
Was being in the stadium in 2013 when we won the national title out in the Rose Bowl. That was the happiest moment.
You were there for that?
I was there for that.
What an epic. And that was the last national championship.
It was. Into the BCS. We bookended it.
What's his name?
My wife went to Auburn.
Jameis,
but the receiver he threw to, that was 6'5". Yeah.
Oh, KB. Yeah.
Bum now, but still.
Oh, we could talk about so much stuff.
We'll do a part two. Hey, it'll be all fantasy football. I'll come back to the start of the fantasy season.
You come back. So. Josh Martin, President, Creative Director, Martin Aquatic. I had a blast. Mark my words, you're going to start saying healthy or not healthy. That's
okay.
What we do here. That's what the hell just happened.